details.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, Jones Car Wash, Little Caesars Pizza, and Franklin's Printworks. Brian?
All right, the Oakland Patriots won the toss, but they defer, and Donnie, they want to be on offense first, and it's going to be kind of a different look for Oakland. I think you're going to see them a lot more in shotgun formation, not ground and pound, and it's going to be totally different than what we've seen the last number of years.
Well, it really is, because Oakland's known for their, like you say, their ground attack and just kind of pounding it and using that big offensive line. But they're going to be a little bit more in the shotgun, like you said. And of course, their bread and butter is going to be that defense. They return eight starters, and of course, they've got the Prather kid and the Smith kid as linebackers, and they got some big defensive linemen there. But tell you what, Oakland is very impressive. They got a huge roster. And, of course, Mount Juliet, they aren't exactly slouches either.
Rapidly. No, they're not. No, they come to play about every week, and it's a good opportunity for them and Oakland, like I said earlier, just to get underneath the lights and start hitting somebody other than their own teammates.
Well, I think you're going to see Mount Juliet's going to be one of those teams that is a playoff-worthy team. So this should be a really good matchup, and the kickoff is going to be fielded at the one here by the Oakland Patriots' George Beasy after the kickoff by Justin DeBay. And your official Jay Mullins Jewelry kickoff here in this second game is 717 Jay Mullins Jewelry, West Northfield Boulevard. Expert jewelry repair, custom jewelry design and manufacturing, and a wide selection of Luminox, Tensi, Pulsar, Citizen, and Seiko watches at Jay Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard, behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant. A couple of wide outs to the right side. Chris Stokes, one of those. One here to the near side, and Hafner is indeed the quarterback. The handoff to Josh Cunningham. Cunningham rounds the right side to the 35, to the 40, across the 40, and going to be pushed out of bounds around the 43-yard line, and a big 13-yard pickup and a first down. Cunningham, fast as lightning.
Well, he was off and running, Brian, but you got to give the credit to number six, Kyle Oliver, the tight end, held on to a block there, and really what was allowed Cunningham to get around that right side and get positive yardage.
Too wide near side. That's the wide side of the field as Oakland moves right to left. Pass by Hafner. Burns one right side to Stevens. First down and more across midfield at the 45 now. Down to the 40. We'll see where they spot him out of bounds. It's going to be about the 37-yard line. And Oakland, two big series here, or two big plays, and they are knocking on the door of the Steve Martin Construction Red Zone. And quickly, back from the gun is Hafner. Hand off to Cunningham, and he's snowed under at the 41-yard line for a loss of three. So after two big plays, the Mount Juliet defense were on their heels for a while, but not that play.
Yeah, they needed that because Oakland's just off to a great start on those first two plays. And I'll tell you what, they're running almost not no huddle, but they're certainly getting up to the line of scrimmage very quickly.
Kind of, I don't want to say like Siegel, but because Siegel runs at a really fast tempo, but it's, I guess when you see it, it's more like that than what we are used to seeing from Oakland.
Exactly.
Take a little more time this time. They do huddle up. Backfield and an offset eye. Receiver to either side. Cunningham right at the middle again. Makes a couple of great moves, 35 to the 30, and crawls his way down to near the 25-yard line. He's going to be stopped at the 26. And that is going to be enough for a first bank first down. Moving the chains once again, not just banking, first banking.
Well, Hudson Smith, the tackle there for Oakland, really just doing an excellent job blocking there for Cunningham. The offensive line working well right now, Brian.
First and 10 for the Pats. 10:15 left here in this first quarter of play. Mark Pruitt, one of two receivers to the right. Oliver over there as well. One to the left. Hafner back to pass across the middle, incomplete. Kyle Oliver had it right there in the breadbasket, but couldn't bring it in.
Yeah, pass maybe a little behind him as well. He tried to reach back and grab it in with that big paw, but not able to.
If he'd have caught that, Donnie, it would have been 6 points.
Oh, no doubt about it. He was wide open there, found a little space there in the middle of the field, but just couldn't quite make the completion.
because, you know, all he had to do was turn and his defenders would have been in front of him and he would have had a clear sail right to the end zone. But didn't happen. Second and 10 in the backfield is Tyler Black along with Cunningham. Direct snap to Black. And Black's going to take it across the 20 to about the 19, 18-yard line. And it'll bring up a third and short situation.
And, Brian, I think that's a new look right there, Black in the Wildcat formation. You know, he's an elusive player, very talented, and this new offense that fits right for him.
Third down. Handoff is to the tailback, and it's going to be enough for the first down. Needed but two, and Tyler Black picks up, looks like about 4 or 5 yards. And they are indeed in the Steve Martin Construction red zone. They work directly with you to build the home of your dreams, 904-9639. First and 10 from the 12-yard line, so they can pick up a first down at around the 2. Hafner to Cunningham, outside, bounces it that way, leaps in, and flips into the end zone for the touchdown.
Well, what an impressive opening drive there by Josh Cunningham. He's that 5'10", 165 senior, and he is fast as lightning there, Rafferty.
He sure is, and again, the offensive line working well. Jack Jones looks like he got himself a pancake right there. He sealed that hole, allowed Cunningham to go on through.
So Oakland strikes first and methodically moves the football down the field. John Ingram on for the extra point after the Toots touchdown. Toots Good Food and Fun with 3 Rutherford County locations. Open late after the game tonight, by the way, too. The kick is up, and it is good, and the Patriots lead the Bears 7-0. Mount Juliet will be on offense when we come back on State Farm Prep Football.
Rutherford County's housing market is rolling again with lots of great deals on some great homes. If you are looking for your first home or your next home, be sure to check with FNB Mortgage for great rates and unbeatable service. Conveniently located in the Gateway and staffed with friendly, knowledgeable hometown people. I'm Mark Hood at FNB Mortgage, where we make a house your home.
A department of First National Bank of McMinnville, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check us out at fnbmt.com or call 615-907-2043.
Hi, this is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Got a problem with your phone? Yes, we still do on-site repairs at all of our locations. Don't have the money to afford a new phone right now? Ask about Sprint Easy Pay. Think about adding a tablet or an iPad? Come by the Sprint by Cellular Concepts and look at the tablets and iPads. And remember, Sprint by Cellular Concepts is locally owned and operated. It's a family business.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And Ingram to kick off after Oakland takes a 7-0 lead. And it is going to be fielded by Darius Lowry, and it'll be Mount Juliet football now. And we've got some things to talk about what's coming up starting next week, Rafferty, with Friday Night Thunder.
Oh, it's my favorite, Brian. Before and after each game, Dennis Weaver will talk about the matchups, winners and losers of tonight's games. Friday Night Thunder on WGNS is presented by Thompson Services HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas.
All right, so our first look at Mount Juliet. They'll be at the 30-yard line moving left to right. And you're going to have to bear with me here because we had no information on Mount Juliet, but Chaube is the quarterback, Nathan Chaube, and he's in a lot of trouble. Flushed out of the pocket. He is going to lose the football. It is a live ball. Nobody has it. A scrum, and we'll just have to see. It's going to be Mount Juliet recovering the football back at the 15-yard line, so a loss of 15 yards.
Well, just great pursuit by that Oakland defensive front, and caused the fumble and just about recovered it, but Mount Juliet does retain possession.
Yeah, no surprise, it was Ty Nix fins up, who was in the backfield right there, and he is an animal.
Animal is right. Chaube, the safe handoff to the fullback, finds a hole across the 20 to the 25-yard line, and that young man is Kyle Mayer, Mahler, Mahler. It's going to be third down here for the Bears at Mount Juliet. Clad in the black with a little gold and gold numbers. Oakland in the whites with red helmets, red numbers. Chaube with Mailer in the backfield, two wides here to the wide side, that's the right. Going deep and going long, and what a grab by Alex Landis, and in Oakland territory at the 40.
Oh, what a huge play. The quarterback just let it right on the money, the number 25. Oakland had two defenders, but the receiver, Rafferty, was able to get behind him and made a great catch.
I was just about to say, you know, you're that safety, Tyler Black. You were always deeper than the deepest man, and there was some miscommunication between him and George Beasley just now on the field. But really, bad defensive play there by Oakland as it got back behind the defenders.
Well, it's all coming back because there was an ineligible receiver downfield for Mount Juliet, and Oakland gets a pretty huge break here. And not only would it have been third and 20, now it's going to be third and about 30 now because of the penalty marked off.
Huge tough break for the Mount Juliet Bears, but well, that quarterback just threw a bullet.
He did.
Nolan Chaube, there have been a lot of Chaubes coming out of the Mount Juliet area. I believe that is Tavner Simmons in the backfield, and he tries to run up the middle and gets a couple of yards, and that's going to be it to bring up fourth down. And the punt team comes on here for the Bears. Don't forget, coming up, IDST's Between Game Show. We'll probably have that for you starting next week, but we want to mention Ideas Tees, and don't forget Raider Tees, where you can get official Blue Raider merchandise at 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. 6 minutes and 56 seconds left here in the first quarter of play. Oakland leading 7-0. George Beasley and Black are back for the Patriots. High spiraling kick. Beasley grabs it at the 38-yard line after the 47-yard punt, and a nice one by Justin DeBay.
When they are able to run those back, I don't know of two faster players in the county back there. And they're back there at the same time returning punts, BC and Black. That's pretty thrilling.
Well, I think, Donnie, after seeing Blackman play Stewart's Creek, Stewart's Creek's much, much better. Blackman, pretty good football team. Oakland, pretty good football team. I really think this is going to be maybe one of the better years our county has seen in the last two or three.
Oh, no doubt about it. And the things they play next week is amazing.
The quarterback is Cody Miller. He's in there for this series. Throws one away here left side with receivers in the area. Josh Cunningham, one of them. But it falls incomplete, and he was about to get tackled there. So it'll bring up second down for Cody Miller, who's in on this series. Hafner started the game, and I think with Oakland you may see both of these guys taking some snaps this year, and you may see that with the Siegel Stars with a freshman, John Ross Langworthy, and Jordan Middleton as well. So we'll see how things go. Direct snap back to Black. He's gone. Right side, 45-50. He's at the 45 and tripped up as he crosses into Bear territory at the 44-yard line. A nice run for Tyler Black. And, boy, when they can run the Wildcat like that, Rafferty, they've got so many weapons in the backfield. You just don't know which way the bullets are coming from.
It is sure scary, Brian. And you remember Black had that leg injury last year, but he's running pretty good on it right now. I mean, you really can't even tell.
First bank, first down for Oakland. Black now with the handoff. And he gives that to Kevin Prather. Prather across the 35 to the 30, down to the 25. And inside the 25-yard line, about the 24, Prather with a nice rumble there for the first down.
Boy, Prather, he's a beast as well. I tell you what, he's not only a great linebacker, but also a great running back. And you're right, Brian, a little different look on offense, that shotgun, the Wildcat. Not the old, you know, just pound them football that we're used to seeing from the Patriots.
Well, they're just throwing so many different looks at you. It's that keeps you back on your heels,
yep.
is the situation. Kind of an offset eye formation this time. Lofting it to the right side. Corner in there. Touchdown, I think.
Wow.
Yes, sir. It is a touchdown pass to Jacoby Stevens. 24-yard strike. What a play by Cody Miller for the Toots touchdown.
Oh, beautiful. He was well defended, but Miller just threw that ball up in the air, and Stevens just leaped into the air and got those big hands up there and pulled it down for the touchdown.
Well, it was a one-on-one situation, and Stevens could climb the ladder.
Yes, sirree.
Another Oakland touchdown puts them up 13-0 with the extra point by Ingram, which is up, and it is good. So Oakland right now with 5:39 to go in the first quarter, leading 14-0 over the Bears of Mount Juliet.
The Soda Shop at Reeve Sane is a community tradition. This is Lori Sane Smith at Reeve Sane Drugstore. You know us for our award-winning milkshakes and malts, but we are also famous for homemade sandwiches like chicken salad and pimento cheese, plus great soups and salads. Great for summer picnics. It's a real soda shop, so step back in time when you visit at our counter or antique tables. Our morning coffee club even helps solve the world's problems. Reeve Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building, and then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And the kickoff by Ingram, fielded at the 10-yard line, make that the 5-yard line. By number 23 of the Mount Juliet Bears, Garrett Zitgriff. It'll be first and 10 from the 30, and right now Oakland totally dominating this first half, and they've swapped sides of the scoreboard here. Oakland is the visitor in this game, and it's 14-0. Oakland up by 2 touchdowns, and only the second touch of the football here by the Mount Juliet Bears. Chaube drops back, rolls out here to the near side. The pass is to Mailer. Mailer across the 35 to about the 38-yard line for an 8-yard pickup to bring up second down. Our coverage here on WGNS brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700. Second down, 2 yards to go for the Bears from their own 38 as they move left to right. Trailing Oakland 14-0 with 5:04 to go in the first quarter of 2 quarters that these teams will play. Under center is Chaube, fakes the handoff, passes across the middle, and throws a bullet to Darius Lowry for the first down in Oakland territory, just barely.
Not a bad throw there by Chaube, threading the needle, and risky throw, but it was on target. Very nice.
Yeah, right across the middle, and he put it right on the numbers and threw another bullet, and a great catch by the receiver.
Have to also keep in mind they had a huge gain on a nice pass by Chaube, called back for an illegal receiver, an eligible receiver downfield. First and 10 for the Bears, two wide to either side. And now man in motion, that's the guy who just caught the last pass, Lowry. They pass here to the left side, only a 5-yard pickup this time. As getting in there for Oakland, Beasy, and also looks like Greg Cantrell in on the tackle to bring up second down and 10. Make that second and 5.
Well, that quarterback's a gunslinger, isn't he?
He sure is.
Landis is one of two receivers here to the near side. The other is Lowry. That's the wide side of the field as the ball is on the left hash at the 44 of Oakland. And now whistles and a timeout Mount Juliet, which we will step aside and take as well. Oakland leads 14-0 with 3:54 left in the first quarter.
Hey, this is Allison Mitchell from Bud's Tire Pros. School is just around the corner and there is no excuse for being tardy. Make sure you beat the bell by taking your ride to Bud's Tire Pros. Bud's Tire Pros carries all your favorite tire brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich. You'll always get good, friendly customer service and high quality work backed by the industry's strongest warranty package and competitive pricing. So make sure servicing your car is on your back to school list. Visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro or online at budstirepros.tn.com. Like us on Facebook for an extra discount.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church Street across from Indian Hills Golf Course. We've got incredible deals right now on guitars, drums, PA equipment. We're offering a super deal where if you buy a drum package, you can get a $350 hardware package for $99. This is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church Street across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Second and five. The Bears drop back, and Chalbe lets it fly left side, and the receiver falls and stumbles on his own. That's Jackson, Jaylor Jackson, and a short gain on that.
Turf monster got it.
Yeah, bring up third down.
Well, that's one way to counter the Oakland rush, a little screen pass.
Yeah, I guess that's...
If the turf monster doesn't get you.
Right.
Well, speaking of turf, this field looks spectacular.
Sure does.
For August. I mean, we've had a lot of wet weather this summer. I know it's been dry lately, but Smyrna High School should be very proud of this facility. Chalbe to the left side. A little screen pass goes to that side to Kyle Mailer, and he picks up the first down. Needed 6 yards and got about 10. So moving the chains are the Mount Juliet Bears. It's going to put the ball down at around the 36-yard line on the left hash.
Well, he led his receiver perfectly, didn't he? He stretched out his arms right in his stride, kept that momentum going.
Perfect pass there for big yardage. Got two to the left, so twins over there. Direct snap back to Lowry, tries to go up the middle, and Oakland says, no, no, take that back.
Well, first contact, Ty Nix. He's getting through about every single time into that backfield, and he is going to be a big key player on that defense, and he's a big leader for that defense, big-time player.
I would think if you're going to play Oakland, you've got to figure out a way to get outside.
Yep.
And even when you get outside, they're pretty quick on the wings, too. So how do you run the football against Oakland? Looking over here to the sideline is Chalbe. Going to change the backfield up here a little bit. Split eye, a little misdirection play. Coming here to the near side is Comancho. And nothing there for him to the 35-yard line. Just about a yard past the original line of scrimmage. And now the misdirection doesn't work.
Yeah, well, Blaine Davis, the defensive back, this great pursuit and calling from behind.
Yeah, Kevin Prather kept great containment there. He didn't get lost in the mess in the backfield and made a great play to the football.
That was Kevin Prather. You're right, Larry.
No, well, yeah. I'm here for you.
Thank you.
Joining the quarterback, Chalbe, in the backfield is Josh Williams. Mount Juliet, a little confusion there. They send Trips over there to the far side, the left, that's the wide side of the field. Chalbe looking that way, passes that way. High pass is going to be incomplete to Comancho. A nice tackle out there by Oakland. And was that, it was either BC or Black.
BC.
So it brings up fourth down, and if you're Mount Juliet, you may want to work on your fourth and nine play here.
Yeah, one thing about these scrimmages is you can work on different scenarios like that.
Right.
And that was a well-timed defensive hit.
Otherwise, he comes down with that catch because, I mean, it was a pretty good thrown ball to Comancho.
Yep.
Clock at 1:35, Oakland leading 14-0. And it's fourth down and nine. Mount Juliet going for it here on fourth down. Chalbe looks to the left side, makes a good pass over there to Lowry, but he's going to be stopped short of the first down. I do believe there is a flag on the play.
Yeah, on the far side of the field, Brian, thrown right at the snap of the ball. They're going to decline it.
All right. It must have been, I think, a personnel issue here for Mount Juliet. Penalties declined, so it'll be first down Oakland. Would not have had the first down anyway. He was going to be stopped short by about a yard, and I think that was Prather on the tackle as well. First and 10 for Oakland, and Christian Hafner is back in at quarterback. So Hafner and Miller have been alternating series. both quarterbacks have led scoring drives. And this is Oakland's third touch of the football, and they lead by two touchdowns. So pretty good production. Hafner flings it out here to Oliver, left side. He's going to be taken down at the 31-yard line for a pickup of a couple of yards. And we'll bring up second down. Our coverage brought to you in part by FNB Mortgage. We welcome in the team over there at FNB Mortgage. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Clark Maples Realty. Welcome to them as well. Realty and Auction Company. And Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We appreciate every sponsor joining us here for State Farm Prep Football. Cunningham to the right side. Cunningham, 35, 40, 45. He's at the 50, cuts back inside. He's going to be down at the 45-yard line of Mount Juliet. And what a tough cat to bring down.
You get that right, Brian. He's 5'10", 165-pounder, but he has great initial burst through the line of scrimmage and very elusive. Just running straight up the field.
Yep, and I'm sure he would credit that offensive line, though.
I still can't get over it.
It's unbelievable the amount of work they're putting in right now. I mean, they are a tough group of players.
First bank, first down for Oakland. Not just banking, first banking. Coming to the near side is Beasy now. Turns it upfield. Breaks one tackle. Now going to go opposite side to the right. Now finds some room at the 40. He's at the 35, at the 30. Still on his feet and rumbles down to about the 26-yard line. BC had nothing to the left side, so cut it back up inside, and everyone had committed Rafferty to the left, and he found some room.
Yeah, I mean, he did the mistake we don't want to make is running the other direction, turning the opposite side of the field, but he's so shifty and fast, he was able to make something out of it, so do what you have to do.
Another first bank, first down for Oakland, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. The second quarter coming up between Oakland and Mount Juliet after this on State Farm Prep Football. The Pats lead the Bears 14-0.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm agent Trey Helton. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and needs. 895-0500.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm agent Monty King, and I can help you get to a better state. 220-2210.
Do you know the names of the people at your bank? Better yet, do they know yours? First Bank has all the bells and whistles of a big box bank with the first name warmth of an old friend. As part of this community, we're great at turning financial needs into financial solutions. And when local people help local people, our entire community wins. Find us online at firstbankonline.com.
First Bank is on the move. I'm Ben Weatherford, and we're excited about it.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by Sir Pizza, sponsor of our games and coaches show podcast. Be sure to log on to goprimetimesports.com to listen and download recent games and shows. Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church, and Memorial Boulevard.
Pats now moving left to right. And Hafner back to pass. In the pocket. And some trouble, but lets it fly. And pass is dropped by Kyle Oliver at the last moment, right around the two.
Yeah, he had the ball. I think number 21, the defensive back, may have come down and maybe threw his arms and kind of broke that, made it incomplete. But almost another spectacular catch by Oliver.
Yeah, Harmon, by the way, with the tackle, if you will. Brings up second down as night has fallen here at Smyrna. I don't know where everybody is. They can't be in Murfreesboro or anywhere else but here. This place is packed. Cunningham on the carry to the 25, down to the 20. Inside the 20 to about the 18-yard line. Looks like about an 8-yard pickup there to bring up third and short. Going to be about third and a couple. Ball placed on the right hash at the 18. Oakland leading 14-0, and we're underway here in the second quarter. Coming up after this game is Siegel versus Laverne. Wideouts to the left side. Mark Pruitt, one of those. Cunningham going to the left side. Tries to eke out those couple of yards there. It's going to be close, but I think he is going to be just shy of the first down. And this will be where you see if Oakland is going to challenge Mount Juliet. With their offensive line, I would think they're pretty confident in getting a yard.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This is their bread and butter, and probably said this a whole lot this year.
Hafner from the gun gives it off to Cunningham and follows that line blocking on the left side and picks up about 3 yards, as a matter of fact. Well, they're going to mark his knee down at the 15, but it is enough for the first bank first down. Nice running there, and Cunningham getting it done, getting the first down for the Oakland Patriots. And coming out of the backfield from behind the quarterback, so not really a tight formation on that. First and 10. Hafner fakes to Cunningham, and he rolls out here near side. Passes to Oliver, who is right at the goal line. Touchdown, Oakland Patriots. Kyle Oliver, nice pass, 15-yard strike from Hafner to Oliver for the Toots touchdown.
Well, he's dropped two of them, Brian, so he makes up for it right there with a beautiful catch and run into the end zone. And Kyle Oliver is going to be a special player for Oakland, not only catching the football this year, but he's going to be making some really key blocks in that tight end spot.
A little redemption there for Kyle Oliver. The point after by Ingram is coming up here. And the extra point is good. So your score is now Oakland leading Mount Juliet 21-0 as you listen into State Farm Prep Football. 10:07 left in this game. Stay tuned.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. We can take care of you. Call Thompson Services. We'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281. Make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with friends who are just like me, totally obsessed with this thin crust heaven. Jacob can't even keep his parents out of his room.
They watch me all the time. And I think my mom found my stash of Sir Pizza boxes.
They're just after your square slices, Jacob. Stay strong. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession. On East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Hart's Auction. Brian?
Elam Miller kicking off this time for Oakland. And Mount Juliet has the ball at the 30-yard line. No returns, no rushes on kicks, things like that here in this jamboree. A couple of wideouts here to the near side. One of those is Bryce Ragland, and a new quarterback as well. It's Lowry on the run, crosses the 35 to the 40, up to the 42-yard line. And a nice run for a first down, 12-yard pickup for the Mount Juliet Bears. It's Alex Landis at quarterback. Taking it once again is Lowry, busting it up the middle to the 45 and past the 45 in Oakland territory, about the 44. Seen a lot of substitution here for Oakland here on defense especially. Don't want to get anybody hurt in a jamboree.
Well, you got that right. And great job of the offensive line. But like you said, Brian, they're playing a lot of guys right now on the Oakland defense, and that's probably one reason why they're picking up that yardage.
Oakland leads by 3 touchdowns. Under center is Landis this time. He's back to pass and is on the run. Floats one out there to the right side, down the sideline, intended for Addison Simmons, but overthrown to bring up second down.
Jacob Frazier got into the backfield there and really was caused the trouble for the quarterback, Mount Juliet. Good job.
Don't forget you can follow us to get all the scores on Twitter at WGNS Sports. Since this time last year, our Twitter followers have doubled. We want to see if we can keep that number growing here. Snap over the head of Landis, and he's just going to have to dive on it way back there at his own 30-yard line. So a huge loss there. 36 yards? That's about all you can do. They're going to say it bounced and hit at the 33. Third down, and from here to Murfreesboro to go for the Mount Juliet Bears. Landis, I hear David Limbaugh saying it's third and 8:40. Limbaugh's having a big time over there in the press box. Third and 33, we'll call it. A little dump pass, and it's going to be incomplete to bring up fourth down. One thing the Jamboree also allows is it's kind of a warm-up for the announcers too, Donnie, and they've got announcers from all of the schools coming in to do at least a quarter. And when I heard about the idea of the Jamboree, and there's been talk about it for many years prior to it actually starting, thought it was a great idea. People are ready for football. You can go and in one night see everybody. It's proven to be a huge success.
No doubt about it. This place is packed to people standing along the fence.
I mean, this is the time of the year when everybody wants out to smell the grass and see the football, and Cunningham makes the fair catch. It'll be first and 10 for Oakland at the 30. But after being cooped up and having to go through World Cup soccer all summer, you know, it's time for the real football, right?
No doubt about it. But nothing against all the soccer moms out there, of
course. No. I'll second that, actually. I will, Brian. I'll second you on that one.
I don't want to get any angry emails from soccer folks. We love that game as well. But this is a football-crazy county and should be very proud of all the teams. And it's just a fun night to be a part of it. 8:12 to go. Oakland leading 21-0. Quick pass out here to the near side. Going to be caught at the 33, make that 43-yard line by Oakland's Cameron Massengill. And it's going to be enough for the first bank first down. One thing Oakland has been, and that's very efficient on every drive that they've had, and really moving the football. Wide out to the far side is Blake Alberts. Quarterback is Miller this time, trying to run it up the middle and really nowhere to go for the tailback. We'll see who gets up off of that pile. Got some untraditional numbers in there too, running the ball. Kendrick Johnson on the carry. Second down, and we'll call it about 8.5 yards to go. Clock rolling. Next game coming up will be Siegel versus Laverne. John has had his Sprite and is ready to bring you that game. Only the play-by-play folks get breaks, though, guys, so you'll have to tough it out. Miller, pass is going to be incomplete. As he was going forward with the pass, his arm was hit. But the ball hit the turf. Luckily, otherwise, I mean, that would have been a forward pass.
It would have, and it almost got deflected into the arms of the receiver out in the left flank there.
And they were clad in black.
Yes.
Third down. Incomplete pass. Stops the clock. 7:08. Third and 8 to go. We are obviously going to be behind tonight because the next game is supposed to start between Siegel and Laverne at 8 o'clock. That's not going to happen. We're going to be fairly close. Pass to the left side for the first down and more. 45 to the 40 to the 35 and down to around the 33-yard line. And that's Massengill once again. Cameron Massengill, number 93. Nice catch and run.
First bank, first down for the Pats. Not just banking,
first banking.
Ball at the Golden Bears 33. Tomorrow morning, Prentice also Peating and Air Coaches Corner debuts for the 23rd season. Right here on WGNS, AM, FM, online as well at WGNSradio.com. It's Ladarius Patterson. Patterson at the 25, 20, at the 15, at the 10, at the 5, and going to be downed just inside the 5. Nice run there by Summers and Oakland in the Steve Martin Construction red zone here. Going to have the ball marked at the 4-yard line. If you're looking for a contractor that can meet your every need, it's Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639. Almost fumbled that ball into the end zone, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And Rafter, you're right. That offensive line is just opening up huge holes. And I'll tell you what, there's something else.
Patterson may get the carry again, and does, and he dances into the end zone for the 4-yard touchdown, Pats. Making it look easy are the Patriots here tonight.
Well, Zarius Patterson, he's got a speed that I didn't think he had. He got it into a second gear on that previous run before the touchdown, and just then he's got some power in him too. He just barrels across the line, and Oakland looks very good right now.
After that Toots touchdown, ready for the point after attempt. It's Elam Miller to attempt the PAT. It's up and it is good. Toots Good Food and Fun, they have three local locations: Northwest Broad at Medical Center Parkway, South Church at Veterans Parkway, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley. Your new score, 28-0 Oakland with 5:51 to go on State Farm Prep Football.
Friends, in the last 17 years, I've been prearranging funerals. I've had many persons tell me, "Mr. Farmer, I should have done this 20 years ago." Once they discover how easy the process is and how much money they will save by prearranging, it just seems to make sense to have it done. You may be considering the need to lock in your cost for you and your family. So why wait? A famous old pastor once said, "It's never too late to do what's right." And I agree. Call me, Lenny Farmer, with Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home at 893-2422 and see just how right it is.
With million-dollar lawsuits and drastic increases in court costs, are you adequately insured? We can remove the fear of an unforeseen lawsuit with an umbrella liability policy from Auto Owners Insurance. We'll recommend personal and business protection that meets today's needs. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064. Ask us about no problem protection through Auto Owners.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Trey Hilton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oh, mercy. And here is the high kick by Miller, taken by Mount Juliet at the 31. I want to say hello out there to State Farm Agent Andy Wallman. Glad to have him along with us once again this year. 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Andy Womack at 890-0850. Well, Donnie, first impressions here from Oakland.
Well, first impressions are extremely impressive. Lots of different ways to attack you on offense. They've got some speed demons and whatnot. They've got some power guys. They got a huge offensive line. All the quarterbacks look very efficient out there, and their defense, returning late starters, are very impressive as well. So, tell you what, both Oakland and Blackman seem to be living up to their preseason expectations.
Short game for Mount Juliet here to the near side to bring up second down, and I would echo that. To me, I'm amazed at the level of fluidity, I guess, if you will, with all of these teams. They're not making big mistakes. I mean, I know it's a jamboree, but they look like they're in season form already.
They really do. They're just executing very efficiently, and just very impressive.
quarterback for the Bears, lets it fly left side and intercepted by Jacoby Stevens. Stevens down the left side. Nobody's going to touch him. Touchdown on the pick six.
Wow, big play there by Jacoby Stevens. Went over the highest level and picked it off. A really bad decision there by Mount Juliet's quarterback, but Oakland back on the scoreboard.
And they get it done on the defensive side this time. A 32-yard return there, actually more than that. It was about a 45-yard return. And Oakland scores on defense to make it 34-0. The point after attempt coming up. That's a Toots touchdown. They're open late after the game. And don't forget, all weekend long, that $10.99 full rib platter. You won't go hungry with that one for sure. Toots, good food and fun. Coming up in the next game, Siegel versus Mount Juliet. The nightcap is Riverdale versus Smyrna, and we have a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard for you. And I had to look twice. The Braves lead the A's 5-2. Five runs for the Braves in four innings. Extra point is good. 35-0. Pats leading the Bears. 4:32 to go on State Farm Prep Football.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
T-Wright Properties Auction Company is proud to be a sponsor of high school sports in Rutherford County on WGNS. The next auction at T-Wright Auctions is at 1802 Sherrill Boulevard here in Murfreesboro. It's a 1,212-square-foot home, two bedrooms, one bath, and this home will auction on August 23rd at 1 p.m. For more information, go to TWrightProperties.com or give them a call at 895-9799.
30, 30, now 5, I'm 35, but I'm 40, but 40.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Mount Juliet football at the 30-yard line, and the handoff is to Mount Juliet's Comanche, and Oakland shuts the Eldoro. Dante Newsom with the tackle. Nowhere to go for Comanche, second and 10. Oakland playing just as hard now with a 35-0 lead as they did earlier before anybody scored. Quarterback is Joey Hayes. It's like the third quarterback for Mount Juliet. Oh, wow. No. Once again, the door is slammed. Trying to run it off the right side was Colin Williams. And that's a loss of about a yard. Clock rolling. Oakland rolling. Siegel and Laverne warming up, along with John Kimbrell, who will be bringing you the next game, or John Dinkins. He's in the bullpen, softly tossing.
Well, he looks ready to go. I mean, he's a fine player.
I could see it in his eyes. He's ready. Changing the play here is Hayes at the line of scrimmage, now going to work from the shotgun. Two wides here to the wide side of the field. That's the left as man is in motion. That's Comanche. And that's what I was saying earlier. They're going to pick up about 3.5-4 yards. There is a flag on the play, but Donnie, you can't run up the middle against Oakland. What do you do? And you have to try, I guess, on the outside to see if you can beat them, but they're so fast on the outside, there's just not much you can do in the run game department.
No, their lateral pursuit is phenomenal, and a lot of teams on offense are going to really be challenged to try to find a way to defeat this Oakland defense.
And it's going to bring up fourth down, and it appears that Mount Juliet's going to punt it away. We're down to the waning moments in this one. Very impressed. And with all three Rutherford County teams that we've seen. And Mount Juliet, friends, I think is going to be a playoff team. I mean, they've really got some pieces together. So, you know, what does this say about Oakland? And I was really proud of David Martin, Stewart's Creek squad as well earlier. Really, really going to be a fun football year.
It really is, and it does kind of make that new playoff format almost, like you say, for a region as strong as ours. You know, like you say, a lot of our third, fourth, fifth grade, lower tier teams in our region are a lot better than the top teams in other regions, so they deserve a playoff spot.
You're going to have to wait a year for that, though, Donnie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I knew that, Brian.
It'll be next year.
Oh, good.
You're chomping at the bit.
I'm chomping at the bit.
Get everybody in there, huh? I really think there's going to be an interesting battle between 1 and 2 and then 3 and the rest. Coming here near side and coming out of the gates, and it's Zadarius Gamble, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40 down the sideline. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. He scampers in to the end zone for 70 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, a nice block there by Elijah Dobbins. He had picked off a guy that had one chance to maybe get the running back, but he leveled him to free him up for the touchdown.
Zarius Gamble taking it the other way. My goodness, how many weapons does Oakland have? And that's going to run out the time in this game, and it's going to be a final, a 41-0. In two quarters now, Oakland puts up 41 points against a playoff contender in Mount Juliet. Game 3 is coming up, but we're going to bring you the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air mid-postgame show. I know that makes no sense, and it made more sense in my head, but Prentice Salsa Heating and Air sponsoring us when we come back here on State Farm Prep Football.